Just a second. Come in. Oh, hi there. I'm sure you're wondering why I booked this meeting with you earlier today. Well, I didn't know how long this might take. And we couldn't have had you being late for your next class, could we? So, apologies for nabbing you on your lunch period. I'm sure you already know, or at least have an idea as to why you're here. It's about the why are you still standing up? You can sit down, you know. You are a grown-up, after all. You don't have to ask all the time. You wanted to ask? To be polite. Yes, you may take a seat. This is going to be a bit awkward to say. Now that you've come in here acting all polite. But it does seem that, academically speaking, you might be in need of a little more discipline, young man. What do I mean by that? Well, I don't know if you remember, but you have an inter-school competition coming up. And you're captaining the school team? Oh, you do remember. Do you remember just how important it is that the school does well this year? Hell, not just do well. We need to win this year's competition. We've held the title for 5 years in a row now. And as I'm sure you've been told several times, if we win this year, we'll have set the record for the longest consecutive win streak in the competition's history. You will have to set the record, mister. The principal is very serious about this, as he should be. It would be his only noteworthy achievement since taking office last year. The poor guy. I guess he needs something to brag about at family reunions or something. What? Too harsh? Well, I'm just saying how things are. Now, the principal might care about this competition, but it really seems that you, well, don't. That is, if your grades are any indication. Oh, you do care? Neither the principal or any of the teachers really believe that. And I don't either. I mean, what's with all these test results you've been getting lately? Yeah, of course I've noticed. It's my job to notice, mister. Do you really think I wouldn't be paying close attention to your grades? You're the team captain, for crying out loud. Is this the example you want to set for our school? You know, you were chosen as captain because of your impeccable academic history. Nothing but straight A's since you started attending this school. So, what do you call this then? What have you got to say for yourself? Oh, you've been distracted, have you? Had a lot on your mind? I'm afraid that excuse is just not gonna cut it. Then again, I guess I don't think any excuse was gonna cut it. The principal and I, well, we've been worried, you know? And the principal, well, putting it lightly, is very concerned that his star pupil, the student that he's relying on to make him look good at this competition, well, that he isn't all that bright anymore. Frankly, he's been saying some pretty horrible things about you. Things like, this kid's going to embarrass the name of our school if we let him participate. And things like, we should drop this one from the team if he's just gonna let us down. Of course. What with me being your form tutor and having your best interests at heart, I managed to dissuade him. Then there were some of the sappier teachers who thought you might need a little extra tuition. That with a little hand-holding, you might remember that your studies are important and put some effort back into them. Luckily, I managed to dissuade them too. I told them all to leave it to me. I am your form tutor, after all. And it's my job to have these little conversations with you. I told them that to get you back on track, you just needed a little bit more discipline in your life. Now, whatever is that look for? You seem so nervous. I don't scare you, do I? Imagine that. I don't. Are you sure? Look, I know I have a bit of a reputation around here. I can come across as quite intimidating to a lot of you boys. And, well, even to a lot of the other teachers, to be fair. The principal definitely does his best to stay on my good side. The thing is, despite being scared of me, some of you boys just can't help but get in trouble sometimes, can you? Specifically, in my class. Or maybe in a class I'm substituting? It just seems you enjoy the attention. Or the thrill of being in big trouble with someone you find terrifying. I never expected you to be one of those naughty boys. I mean, I've caught you looking before. But I never thought you'd be the type to get yourself in trouble just so you could enjoy a private reprimanding, mister. That's not what's going on? I think that bulge in your pants begs to differ. Oh, just look at you! A bit embarrassed, are we? Isn't this inappropriate, miss? How cute. I thought you were a senior, no? So you are 18? What's the problem then? Is it that I'm your teacher? And that I shouldn't be saying such unprofessional things? Is that what it is? Unprofessional? To point out that naughty erection of yours? But how is that my fault? Surely, if it's anyone's fault, it's yours, mister. For getting aroused like that, when all I'm trying to do is get your grades up. I'm not trying to get your penis up. That would be inappropriate. You know what? We should probably lock the door, don't you think? We wouldn't want anyone turning up and seeing how hard you've gotten. You'd be in even more trouble if they caught you perving on your poor teacher. So, why don't you get up for me, young man? Go lock that door so no one else catches you behaving like a little pervert. Oh, you don't have to hold your hand there like that. We both know how hard you are. There's no point in covering it up now, is there? When it's just the two of us? That's it. Just like that. So we can both clearly see just what a naughty perv you are. There you go. Now, come sit back down again, mister. We've got to talk about how I'm going to discipline you. Oh, your face. You don't really know what to do with yourself, do you? You don't need to worry, though. I'm not going to do anything with you. Nuh-uh. I know I might have pointed out your bulge, but I'm still a professional. There are other ways in which I can discipline you, young man. In fact, I think I'll get up so I can do just that. I'll walk up behind you, like this, and rest my hands on the top rail of the chair. Although, your broad shoulders look like they'd be a lot more comfortable of a resting place for them. Anyway, There are a lot of things I could do to you from up here. If I felt the need to discipline you, wouldn't you agree? But if you behave properly and answer my questions, there won't be any need for me to take such measures. Now, will there? I'm going to start by entertaining this idea that you've been distracted. So, what's been distracting you then? Aside from that naughty boner down there? Doesn't seem to be showing any signs of going down, does it? I hope me standing behind you like this isn't making you even more aroused, mister. The sheer number of things I could do to you from up here might seem exciting to you, but try not to think about me that way. Not just yet, anyway. You don't want to talk about why you've been distracted? There's no need to be nervous around me, sweetie. Oh, I hope you don't mind me calling you that. Why don't I help you calm your nerves, I'll just glide my hands from the top of the chair onto your shoulders. My, so tense. Just relax, sweetie, and tell me what's been distracting you as I massage your shoulders. If you don't tell me, how are we going to sort the problem out and get your grades back up? It's complicated. So I take it you're having girlfriend issues then. Oh, looks like I hit the nail on the head. First try as well. Go on, tell me what's the matter. Your girlfriend's been really distant lately? Are you worried you did something to scare her off? Don't be embarrassed, sweetie. Did you do something pervy and freak her out? Oh my. Was it even pervier than getting a stiffy from the thought of your teacher disciplining you? Why don't you tell me what you did as I move my hands further up your shoulders and massage your neck? Oh, with my hands? Here, I could just choke you so easily. Don't panic, sweetie. I wouldn't do that. Wait, what? You asked her to dominate you? And she ran off? Wow. All right, mister. I've got something very important to tell you. But to make sure you actually pay attention to me, I'm going to gently hold your chin up with one hand so that you're looking me in the eye even as I'm behind you. And with the other hand, I'm going to wrap my fingers around your neck like this. It's okay. And I'm just gonna squeeze. Not too hard. I don't want to hurt you. But I did say I would choke you. Or did I say that I wouldn't? There. Don't struggle. It's okay, sweetie. Nothing bad is gonna happen. Quite the opposite, actually. Now that I've got your full attention, I need you to understand something. And I'm not going to let go of your throat until it's crystal clear to me that you understand. Okay? I'm not going to let any air into your little lungs until I'm sure everything I'm going to say has clicked with you. Got it? Oops, I guess I'd better get started then. First things first. Your girlfriend's a bitch. As a dominant woman myself, I can assure you that finding a good boy like you, who wants to be submissive, is just a dream come true. There's nothing wrong with you for wanting someone to be in complete control of you. I want you to know that. And I want you to be okay with that. So, your girlfriend not being okay with that? Well, that's on her. You understand? She's missing out on something amazing. Sometimes we have these urges. They might start off as naughty little fantasies. But the more and more you try to convince yourself that you're wrong for wanting them, the more that you start to need them. To physically need them. And at that point, sweetie, they're no longer just fantasies. I think that's what's happened to you, mister. You have this fantasy of being dominated. But being ashamed of it has only gone and just let it consume you. To the point where, well, you're not able to focus on your studies anymore. Are you okay, sweetie? You're looking a little red. Are you embarrassed or just struggling to breathe? Just one last thing. Keep those eyes open, young man. As your teacher, it is my professional opinion that in order to get you back on track and your grades back to where they used to be, we're going to have to sort out this need of yours. Do you understand? We are going to have to fulfill this little fantasy of yours so that it doesn't just eat away at you like this. Do you want me to fulfill your fantasy, sweetie? I know you can't really say much at the moment. So just blink for me if you do, sweetie. And then I can let go of you. That's it. Good boy. Breathe. It's okay. You're okay. Breathe for me. There you go. I'm glad we understand each other, sweetie. I'm not gonna lie. This wasn't how I originally planned to discipline you. But, I mean, if we're gonna do this, we've got to do it properly. I won't be calling you sweetie or good boy as much anymore. No, no. And you'd better not call me miss either. I know I'm your teacher, but until we unlock that door over there again, you're going to call me Mistress Azrilin. Is that understood? Yes, Mistress Azrilin. Not off to a good start, are we? Let me just come stand in front of you for a sec. Do you like seeing me stand over you like this? I'm gonna take a guess and say that you do. I mean, I'm pretty sure that bulge in your pants is even bigger than it was earlier. Did getting choked do that for you? That's the spirit. Yes, Mistress Azrilin. Now, I'm just going to sit back on the edge of this desk. And given the state you're in and all, do you one last favor? Slut, I want you to take your cock out for me. Don't look so surprised. I told you, no more sweeties or good boys. I'm just gonna call you slut from now on. Or something to that effect, anyway. Because you know what? That's exactly what you are. My obedient little slut. Go on then, slut. I just want to see how hard you've gotten for me. I want you to sit there, unzip your pants, and just finesse that hard cock of yours until it just pops out. It must be getting so uncomfortable, all tucked away like that. So, why don't you give it some air? You slut. There you go. My, my. Doesn't that feel better? Now that your big cock is out in the open? I bet you just want to touch it, don't you? Do you want to touch your cock? I can't imagine why you wouldn't. I mean, it's so hard right now. And I just look so hot sitting here on the edge of this desk like this. My legs spread ever so slightly. Just inviting your gaze up my thighs, And up this barely appropriate microskirt. You can almost see under it, can't you? But not quite. You can't see it. But under this tight little skirt is the tight little pussy of the hottest teacher in school. So, why wouldn't you want to touch yourself to this? To me. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because if you touch yourself even once without my permission, that desperate cock right there is going straight back in your pants. And we're going to start all over again. That's right. All the teasing, all the torture. We might have gotten so far, and I'm sure my slut is just aching for release and desperate to come. But if you touch your cock without my explicit permission, you won't get to. At least not for some time. Do I make myself clear? Good. You seem to have taken to me being your mistress quite quickly. Well then, it's time for me to have some fun. Oh, you looked a bit confused for a second there. Don't you get it? Me? Choking you? That was me doing something nice for you. So I think it's time that you repaid the favor, no? It's only fair after all. That's right. I am a fair mistress. Well then, slut. I guess you're wondering what exactly I have in mind for you, Why don't you throw yourself onto your knees for me? And I assure you, all will become clear. Oh my god, you actually threw yourself straight onto your knees for me. Good boy. Although, sweetie, I wasn't asking for you to hurt yourself. Oh, you didn't? Okay, that's good. I mean, it was pretty hot, if I'm being honest. Seeing how eager you are to please your mistress? Well, your mistress is very pleased. I just love seeing you from this angle, slut. I love having you at my feet, looking up at me obediently, expectantly. I bet you're just aching to find out what my next command is, and whether it might be to touch your cock. Well, spoiler alert, it's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you really think I was gonna let you touch yourself after only following one command? How cute. You see, slut, I still need you to show me that you deserve it. And then I might consider letting you touch yourself. Luckily for you, I know just the way you might show me that. I'm just gonna roll up my skirt a little so that you can see my pretty little panties. Oh, I bet they look good from down there, don't they? Hmm? My black, lacy... Oh, you can almost see right through them. Well, you see, these panties are getting a little bit wet. And I don't want to ruin them. But at the same time, I don't want to take them off. Not when I've got a good, obedient little slut writhing around anxiously at my feet like this. So, maybe you want to take them off for me. It doesn't look like you actually do, though. A good little slut would be begging me to let him take off my panties. But you're just kneeling there, all quiet-like. So, slut, are you going to beg for me? Are you going to beg for your mistress? Beg for her permission to pull down these wet panties? You can try a little harder than that, slut. Go on. Beg for me some more. I need to hear the sheer desperation in your voice. I want you to show me that you'd rather have my panties in your mouth than air in your lungs. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Oh, that was so convincing. In fact, that I'd almost feel badly if I didn't let you take my panties off. With your mouth, of course. That's right, sweetie. You did just beg for them to be in your mouth. Now come here and tear into your mistress's panties. I don't care how depraved you might look. All I care about is you showing me just how devoted you are to your mistress. So bring your mouth over here and sink your teeth into these pretty wet panties. Oh, and before I forget, if I catch you trying to use your hands for this, well then, we're going to have to start from scratch. Got it? Yep, my panties will go right back on, and your cock will go right back into your pants. Same as if you were to touch yourself without my permission. Okay? Alright, now come here and rip your mistress's panties off like a slutty, needy animal. That's it. Just pinch the waistband with your teeth and just pull down. Oh, don't let go. If your grip's not good enough, this'll be very hard for you. Oh, look at you, sweetie. You're going wild for your mistress, aren't you? So close to my pretty pussy. Oh, but your mouth's too full of my panties to do anything about it. Oh, is my aroma driving you crazy? Well, you're nearly there. Good slut. Just pull. Pull. Oh, just look at you. Panting like a slutty little animal. My soaked panties in your mouth. Hanging over your face. I could just eat you up. And your cock is twitching. Wouldn't it feel better if you could wrap your hand around it and just start stroking it? Wouldn't that feel so good? Well, I sure hope you don't do anything like that, slut. If you touch yourself without my permission, well, I've told you enough times what would happen. And you wouldn't want that, now would you? I didn't think so. Now be a good slut and drop those panties in your mouth right here at Mistress's feet. That's it. Be a good pet and drop it. There you go. Now look back up at me. That's it. See this? With no panties in the way and no panties in your mouth. There's nothing stopping you from just devouring Mistress's pretty pink pussy. Calm down, sweetie. There is one thing stopping you. Me. I know that you're just aching to pounce on this pussy, but it seems like you've gotten tunnel vision of sorts. It seems you're so fixated on going down on me that you've completely forgotten that the most important thing, sweetie, isn't going down on me. No, no, no. It's doing what I fucking say, okay? Now don't worry, slut. You will get to taste Mistress's juicy little pussy, but only when I say so. And only how I say so. So none of that pouncing. At least not yet. I want to see just how much it hurts to hold back that hungry animal inside of you. I want you to crawl back up to me ever so slowly, agonizingly slowly. And I want you to just wait with your head between my thighs, your tongue out, not even an inch away from my dripping pussy. And then I want you to wait for my permission to eat me out, okay? Now come here. Crawl for your mistress. Show your mistress just what an obedient little pet you are for her. Oh, that's it. Now, slowly up. Get back onto your knees. Off of the floor. And start moving your head up between my thighs. Ever so slowly. Getting closer and closer to this dripping pussy. There you go. Now tongue out. That's it. Now bring that cute tongue closer. Ooh, so close that it starts trembling. Because you can just smell how turned on your mistress is right now. But remember, sweetie, if you're trembling a bit too much and you accidentally lick my pussy before I've given you permission, then it's back to square one, mister. So tell me, do you want to taste it, slut? I want you to show me how much you want it. I want you to whimper and moan and beg for my pussy. But I want you to keep that pretty tongue of yours right where it is. That's right. I want you to grovel for me with your tongue excruciatingly close to my wet pussy. But just make sure you don't touch it, slut. You have to earn it first. Didn't even have to bother holding back this time, did you? You're so desperate to taste me that you just whimper and beg as soon as I tell you to. Good boy. I know you nailed it first try, sweetie. But Mistress enjoys seeing you grovel like this. So just one more time. Just for Mistress. Oh, that's it. Now go ahead and taste me, my good little slut. Go down on your mistress. Good boy. Oh, you just jumped right in, didn't you? Oh, couldn't hold back anymore? Oh, couldn't wait to taste my pussy juices. Oh, holy shit. Oh, you're eating me out like your life. Oh, it depends on it. Oh, let me just grab you by the hair. And push your face further into me. You might not be able to breathe much, but you can breathe me in instead. Fuck. You're so fucking good at this. Oh, so primal. Such an animal. Oh, you gorgeous fucking animal. Oh my god. Oh, you're just lapping at my clit. You live to make mistress feel good, don't you, slut? You live to be mistresses. Oh, fuck, toy. That's it, toy. Your face. It's getting redder. And redder. You're running out of air. My pussy. Tastes too good. To stop, doesn't it? Keep going. I'm gonna come soon. You can't breathe again when you make me come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come now. Are you gonna take it, slut? Are you gonna be a good toy and take all of my juices? I know you need to breathe, but mistress thinks you need to her to come more. Mistress says you need her to come more. I'm coming. Good boy. Breathe. Oh, sweetie. Breathe. Oh, you did great. Oh, fuck. Look at you. Oh, gasping for air like that. Oh, did you forget to breathe? Or did you just not give a shit? Oh, you were a bit busy making me come and squirt all over your pretty mouth, weren't you? Oh, what a good little slut that you are. Oh, now get up. That's it. Get up. You've been on your knees for so long. They must have gone to sleep. Get up and bring me your mouth, sweetie. You didn't touch your cock, did you? Oh, you know the rules, young man. It would be such a shame to start over. Especially after all of this. No? Good boy. Although, to be honest, I know you didn't. You were too fixated on my yummy pussy to even consider touching yourself. Look at this cock, though. Even after all this teasing and all this denial, you're still rock hard for me. You've been such a good boy after all. I think you deserve to touch it, don't you? Well, no. That's right. You do deserve it. But I'm still not gonna let you, slut. And no amount of begging is gonna change my mind, I'm afraid. I don't want you to touch your cock just yet. That's all. I know you're hurting for it. But you have to do as Mistress says. Now, don't you? That's right. You get it. I do have some good news for you, though, sweetie. I know how much you deserve to touch your cock. So, I've got a little proposition for you. I will touch your cock. Maybe even more than that. As long as you fully submit to me. Oh, I know you think you've already fully submitted to me, but no. By fully submitting to me, I mean that you don't even have a single thought of your own. You don't move until I want you to. You don't thrust until I want you to. You don't come until I want you to. And the notion of not doing that should be completely foreign to you. It should be impossible for you to even consider moving or thrusting or coming just because you want to. Do you understand? Would that be something you might be interested in? Good. So I take it we have a deal then? First things first. If I'm going to be handling that throbbing cock of yours, I want your pants off. You've had them down a bit, just so that I can give your cock the occasional loving glance. But now, it's just time to toss those pants to the side. Careful does it, though. Don't accidentally touch that cock. We've gotten this far, and it would be such a shame if we had to start all over again. Now, wouldn't it? That's it. Now you won't be leaking any more pre-cum onto them. You even got some on the floor. And on my strewn panties. But forget about the mess. And just focus on me. Now then, I'm gonna gently put my hands on your cock. I know you're excited, but you'd better not come until Mistress tells you to, okay? Look at you, slut. Do my hands feel good? Do you like when your mistress jerks you off like this? You've been waiting for this for so long. You must have so much cum built up for me by now. Oh, I can imagine your balls are about to burst for me. About to burst for your mistress. It's only fair that your mistress makes you come, isn't it? Considering you already made Mistress come like a wet little whore.
Oh, are you gonna come?
I know it'd be so easy just to let it all out into my soft, warm hands. Oh, who cares if Mistress hasn't let you yet? No, you're not gonna come? Oh, good boy. You couldn't even fathom the idea of coming without your mistress's permission. Now could you? Nuh-uh. Because you're a good, obedient little slut for me. And you're fully devoted to your mistress. And do you know what good, obedient little sluts get? Good little sluts get to put their cocks into mistress's pussy. And good little sluts get to fuck their mistress. So, is that what you are, sweetie? Are you a good little slut for me? But wouldn't a good little slut be begging for mistress to fuck them? You call that begging? Oh, that's better. You know the drill. Beg for my pussy. Beg for me to just grab your throbbing cock and put you all the way inside of me. Beg to fuck me, sweetie, and show me what a desperate little toy that you are. Mistress's little fuck toy, who wants nothing more than to fuck her tight, wet pussy. Mm-hmm. I guess you are a good little slut after all. And as promised, good little sluts get rewarded. So I'm gonna let go of your cock just for now. I'm going to sit further back on my desk and spread my legs a little bit more. Oh, sweetie, I'm so wet right now that I'm making a mess all over my desk. Doesn't this view just make me look irresistible, though? Well, slut, you better resist the urge to touch anything. Need I say why? So instead, let me touch you. I'll just gently take your cock back into my soft, warm hands. Aw, you're twitching again. Let me pull you closer. Let me pull on your cock. And rest your head on my sweet, wet pussy lips. Oh, you're so close to being inside me, sweetie. You don't think this would be crossing a line, do you? Don't you think it would be unprofessional of me to take this any further? We should probably just stop here. And you can go enjoy the rest of your lunch period. Your face. Oh, so upset. Did you really think Mistress would leave you with blue balls? Did you really think Mistress would do all of this to you? Just send you on your way? Without even getting to come? Well, nuh-uh, sweetie. You've been my obedient little slut this whole time. And you're finally gonna get to fuck Mistress's brains out. So go on, slut. Start pushing. Push your cock through my fingers as I guide you into my tight, wet entrance. And just feel your head just pushing it apart. Oh, keep going. Oh, that's it. Oh, you slut. Fuck me. Oh, thrust that hard cock into my slick,
wet pussy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, I can feel your cock. Oh, pounding into me. Oh, oh. Mm. Oh, oh. 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 Are you close, sweetie? Oh, I bet you've been close this whole time, haven't you? Oh, you just need to come. Oh, so badly. Oh, I bet you're right on that edge. Oh, and that if I... told you to come. Oh, you just dump your whole load inside of me. Oh, wouldn't you? I bet you just mindlessly cream pie into your smoking hot teacher. If she told you to. Oh, that's it. Oh, keep pounding me. Oh, good slut. Oh, pound me until you can't hold your cum anymore. Oh, and then keep pounding me. because you don't get to come until I say so. Oh, that's right. You've gotta keep fucking me. And you've gotta hold onto that massive load until I say so. And rest assured, I'm gonna make you hold it in until you just can't take it anymore. I'm gonna edge you to the point where if I told you to come inside of me, if I told you to breed me, you wouldn't even think twice about it. You'd breed me right then. I'm right there. If I told you to, because you're just so desperate to come. You're at the edge, aren't you? Oh, good slut. I bet my pussy tightening around you isn't exactly helping your throbbing cock. Do you want to come? Can you feel your load ready to just shoot into me? I feel how you're about to flood my tight pussy with all that hot, sticky cum. Are you gonna come then? Are you gonna cream pie your mistress? That's right. You're not. Mistress hasn't given you permission to cream pie yet. So you have to just keep thrusting into me until Mistress says so. How cute. You're begging again. You're begging me to let you come. You're so desperate for release. You fucking slut. So desperate that you can barely get your words in order. Here, repeat after me. Please, mistress. Please let me come inside of you. Please, let me fill your pussy with cum. I want to breed you so fucking much, mistress. Oh, that's the spirit slut. Do you need to come so much that you'd breed your mistress, your teacher, just like that? Will you be a good boy for me and dump all that cum inside of my tight, wet pussy? When I tell you, even if it gets me pregnant, oh, good boy. Oh, you just keep fucking me. Oh, my good little slut. And when I tell you to come, I want you to thrust into me as deep as you fucking can and dump all of your cum inside of my womb. Understood? I don't care if I get pregnant. Oh, I just want to feel all that cum you've built up flood deep inside of my pussy. Okay. Oh, that's it. Oh, thrust into me. Oh, mistress wants you to pound harder, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close again. Oh, you're gonna make me cum. Oh, I want all of your cum inside of me. Oh, do you understand, slut? The second I come, I want you to fill me up with that huge fucking load. Oh, fuck me. Oh, hard. Come for me. Oh, good boy. Oh, come inside me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, fill me up. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, there's so much. Oh, holy shit. Oh, good boy. Oh, you came so much for me. Oh, yes. Mistress is very, very pleased. Oh, I should probably be worried about attending next period with all of your cum just dripping out of me. But part of me finds the idea of going about the rest of my day all filled up with your cum really exciting. Oh, that was amazing, sweetie. You were such a good slut for me.
Well, mister, I hope this has shown you that it's okay to like the things you like, mister. And if your girlfriend is making you feel ashamed about it, then just forget about her. Sweetie, life's too short to not be yourself. You know, not everyone will understand why you like the things you like, but if they treat you badly for it, that says more about them than it does about you. It's not worth it to dwell on those people. And it's definitely not worth it to let your prospects suffer because you've been too busy worrying about what these assholes think of you. So, try hard at things again. But do it for your sake. Fuck the principal and fuck this stupid competition. Do it because it's not worth ruining your future over some stupid girl who clearly doesn't give a fuck about your feelings anywhere near as much as you care about hers. I hear you have some exams coming up. Is that right? Well, if those results come in and your grades have started to show some promise, I can imagine that mistress might want her naughty little slut to come see her in her office again, just to make sure he's staying on track. After all, naughty boys don't become good boys after being disciplined only once.